From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Just 5 days into office, President Donald Trump Wednesday followed through on a campaign promise directing the construction of a border wall with Mexico to slow the tide of illegal immigration and the passage of illicit drugs and weapons.
We're in the middle of a crisis on our southern border. The unprecedented surge of illegal migrants from Central America is harming both Mexico and the United States, and I believe the steps we will take starting right now will improve the safety in both of our countries. Going to be very, very good for Mexico.
The announcement also involves a cut in federal funding to so-called U.S. sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens.
Ha llegado el momento de definir a las cosas por lo que son.
Mexican Senator Armando Ríos-Peter denounced the move as a hostile act. The action comes as Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto prepares to visit Washington next week. Meanwhile, media reports indicate Mr. Trump will suspend a refugee program and halt visa for travelers from 7 Middle Eastern African countries. Gambia's newly elected president, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to the country Thursday from neighboring Senegal, where he was sworn into office last week. A spokesman, Khalifa Sala, explained the delayed return.
Because he had to thank those people who've actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace, consult with them before making his way back to the country.
Mr. Barrow defeated longtime Gambian ruler Yahya Jammeh in a December election, which Jammeh has refused to recognize. He went into exile Saturday, ending 22 years of rule. A West African military force entered the country Sunday to maintain security. This is VOA News. The New York Times reports the Trump administration is considering executive orders to drastically cut U.S. funding of international organizations, including the UN. Citing unnamed sources, the paper said the orders would also begin a process of review and potentially abrogating certain forms of multilateral treaties. President Trump is calling for a major investigation to allege voter fraud in last November's election. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
I think in terms of registration, where you've got folks on rolls that have been deceased or moved or registered in two counties, this isn't just about the 26th election. This is about the integrity of our voting system.
The issue gained traction this week when Spicer repeated President Trump's claim that millions voted illegally for his opponent, Democrat Hillary Clinton. Forces loyal to Libya's Eastern Administration Wednesday said they have taken complete control of a long-contested western district of Benghazi. If confirmed, capture of the Ghanfuta district would be a major gain for the Libyan National Army in its 2-year struggle with Islamist fighters. New U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis will make his first foreign trip to Japan and South Korea beginning February 1st. Pacific Forum analyst Brad Glosserman in Hawaii said it's significant given the concerns of those top Asian U.S. allies.
It also could mean that they are anticipating an immediate challenge from that part of the world. You go to where you expect you're going to have to be doing something, and so they're laying, I think, groundwork for some of that as well as dampening tensions.
Mattis expected to discuss Japan-U.S. security ties as well as maritime tensions with China and Tokyo. While in Seoul, he is expected to concentrate on nuclear and missile threats posed by North Korea. Haiti's president-elect Jovenel Moïse Wednesday was questioned by a judge about allegations he laundered money and received special treatment as a businessman. Mr. Moïse, set to take power February 7, has denied the accusations, calling them a smear campaign by the opposition. The judge will have to determine whether to proceed with the case or dismiss it. 58-year-old pop star Madonna Wednesday denied she's filing for adoption of 2 more children from Malawi. A judicial spokesman said the singer appeared before a judge about the adoption matter. She said in a statement, however, her trip was to check on a children's hospital and work related to the nonprofit Raising Malawi. A decade ago, Madonna adopted 2 Malawian children. Emmy Award-winning American actress Mary Tyler Moore, who starred in 2 popular television series, the 1960s and 70s, died Wednesday in New York at age 80. Moore portrayed Laura Petrie on The Dick Van Dyke Show. She also formed her own production company and starred in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The cause of death was not made public, although she had suffered from diabetes. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.